الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a very important hadith said أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل, that the most beloved of all deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones that are consistent, even if they're few. The most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those deeds that are consistently done, that are regularly done, that are done with permanence, wa in qalla, and even if those deeds are few. This hadith highlights for anybody who wants to approach anything, especially their deen and especially the spiritual aspect of their deen, the importance of regularity in whatever we aim to achieve. So if you have something that you need to do and you want to succeed in it, the secret to that is being regular in it. Now everybody knows this, you know, all of us have been students at one point or another during our lifetime. So everybody knows that, for example, if I sit down and give a talk on study habits and how to succeed in, you know, doing well in college, and I started saying, well, the number one principle is that you study a little bit every day, that you spend some amount of time every single day studying at least an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, but that you have a regular habit, and every day you study, and that is the primary way by which you succeed in college. Nobody would have a problem with that. In fact, that is true. There's people who cram, and there's people who study regularly. And the people who cram, they may get past the test, they may even do well, but their knowledge never stays with them. And the people who study regularly and who consistently make effort on a daily basis, you see them 20 or 30 years later, and they're the leaders in their field. It's always the people with the best habits. Even a person who has low ability, of someone who's not very intelligent, someone who may not have, you know, quote-unquote, the brains of another student, when they apply themselves regularly, they succeed. And the person who could be very, very smart, they may be the smartest person in the class, and they may be able to cram and pass the test, but you'll always see them 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line, they haven't really achieved what they could have because of their inability to be consistent in what they were doing. And this is true for anything. If you go to your banker or you go to someone and you say, I want to save X amount of money because I want to purchase a house by the time I'm 40, they'll tell you the exact same thing. Well, we need to come up with a plan in which you need to save $50 a week, or you need to save $100 a week, or you need to save X amount of money. And when you do that consistently and on a regular basis, then over time you'll begin to collect and amass a certain amount of wealth so that you can go and purchase whatever you aim to purchase, be it a car or a house, etc. And you'll find this in every single aspect. If you want to exercise, if you go to the weight room today and just try to lift the whole weight room and, you know, leave the next day, it's not going to do you any benefit. But if you go on a daily basis and you train and you work at it and you put in a set amount of time, then over a week or 2 weeks or even a month, you'll begin to see improvements. The deen is the exact same way. I mean, developing your surroundings, developing your brain, developing your muscles, developing every other aspect of your life comes with consistency. So why wouldn't it apply to the heart as well, just on a rational basis? And then on top of that, you have this hadith, which obviously supersedes your ration, anything that you're in your intellect, and that is that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, that the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are permanent, even if they are few. So from this, we should really, really take a lesson that if we want to proceed and succeed in developing ourselves Islamically and spiritually, the only way to do it is with consistent action. Now that's very, very important for someone who is trying to develop their heart, because there's no other way. You won't succeed. You can't just get excited one day and then do 20, 30 minutes of dhikr and then all of a sudden leave it, and then 2 weeks later you hear a talk and you get excited and you say, today I'm going to sit down and do dhikr, and then you leave it. And then, you know, a month later you meet somebody and they start talking about dhikr, and then you decide, I'm going to do dhikr today, and then leave it. You'll never get anywhere. You'll never get anywhere. It's like writing in water. Literally, it's writing in water. The only way to succeed in developing yourself is that you develop a regular schedule. And this has always been the practice of the people who have, of the mutasawwifin, of the people who aim to develop themselves, that they come up with a regular schedule. And that's the first principle. So you come up with a very regular schedule of how you're going to do things, and you stick to it, you defend it. Just like a warrior defends his ground, you defend your schedule against the shaitan, because shaitan's goal is that when you have a regular schedule, his goal will be to disrupt that schedule. That's his primary goal, because that's the way you succeed. He knows it. He knows that Allah loves those acts which are regular. So when you have regular acts and you've established them in your life, then shaitan's primary goal will be to remove them from your life. So not only do you need to establish certain acts in your life, but then you need to defend them, staunchly defend them against anything that might force you to change your schedule. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you have to realize that anytime you want to progress in the deen, you have to take it one step at a time. So you can't just read a whole book of hadith and establish, say that I'm now going to come to the masjid for Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and all of a sudden you've established the whole deen in your life. You have to take everything step by step by step. So let's say that the first goal is that I don't have to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, I don't have class at 6 o'clock in the morning, I don't have any other responsibilities at 6 o'clock in the morning, so my goal will be that I'm going to come to the masjid for Fajr every single day. Once you've made that goal, then you should begin to slowly aim towards achieving it, and that means coming regularly. So if you come one day, come the next day, come the next day, and then make sure that that's your primary goal, and that's your single goal for the week or for the month or however long it takes you to achieve it. And then once you establish it, then you should keep it with permanence. That's the way that you proceed and you progress in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You build on your deen, you build it. It's like a building. You're constantly adding, you're constantly expanding your horizons, you're constantly doing more to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the primary goal for us in our dhikr as well. I mean, everybody, if you have no set amount of dhikr that you do every day, then you're just wandering. Randomly, basically. You have to have a set amount of dhikr that you do every day, a prescribed amount, at least a minimum. A minimum that you say, no matter what happens today, I am going to do this much dhikr. Be it 5 minutes, be it 3 minutes, be it 2 minutes, whatever it is, it has to be regular. Similarly with reading the Quran, it should be at least an ayah, at least an ayah. Just pick up the Quran and read at least one ayah, but make a regular schedule. Say to yourself, I have the ability to read one ayah. I have the ability to read two ayahs, but I'm going to do it every single day. That's the only way in which anyone can progress along this path, is that you have an established, regular set of deeds that you do. Now this is really important, because when you're random, then you sometimes achieve things that you're able to do, but you're not able to keep up. And that is actually very dangerous. If you look in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ has warned us from, and he himself was very, very adamant about not starting something and then not being able to keep it up. And this actually comes into a very important concept about how judgment will be done on the final day. So let's say that all of a sudden you come to the masjid for Fajr for 3 days in a row, and you've proved that you have the ability to do that. And then the fourth day you leave it, the fifth day you leave it, the sixth day you leave it, and you never come again. Well, on the day of judgment, those 3 times that you came are going to be a proof against you that you had the ability to come, that you were able to, that you were physically able to, you were psychologically able to, you were able to get there, yet after that you didn't make the effort that you needed to in order to get there. And that effort can be anything. It could be telling 50 people that they need to call you in the morning. It could be setting 10 alarms. Whatever it is, you need to have that minimal effort that can be used as a proof against you on the day of judgment. So any act that you establish, you should try to do it with permanence so that it doesn't turn against you on the final day, meaning you do it and you add things to your life that are going to regularly stay with you. To the extent that the Prophet ﷺ, when he went for the Isra and Mi'raj, he saw one group of people whose mouths were being torn with hooks. And he asked the angel Jibra'il alayhi salam, who is this group of people? And he was told that these were the people, this was a group of people that memorized the Quran but then forgot it. Now just imagine, there's a group of people that memorize portions of the Quran. One of the greatest things you can do, every harf has 10 rewards. Every single letter that you memorize, you get 10 rewards. Yet they were being punished on the Day of Judgment for having forgotten the Quran that they memorized. And this is this again ties into the same theme. That once you establish something in your life, you had the ability to memorize that Quran. You showed the ability, you showed the energy, you showed the devotion to memorize it, yet you didn't keep up with it. You weren't consistent in it. You weren't regular in it, and therefore you made it a proof against you. And so this, you'll find this throughout the Sharia, and you'll find this throughout the Hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ, once he established an act in his life, he never left it. And where he thought that he could establish an act and people might do it for a short period of time, but then might leave it, he stopped them. For example, when the Prophet ﷺ was leading was praying the Tarawih prayer, and then the next day a group of people joined him, and the next day more people joined him, and the third day even more people joined him. And what did the Prophet ﷺ do? He stopped them. He stopped them from coming and praying behind him. Why? Because he said that I am afraid that if you continue to do this and you show that you have the ability to do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it fardh on you, and he sent everybody away. And it wasn't until after the death of the Prophet ﷺ that Umar then instituted the Tarawih prayer based on the fact that it could no longer become fardh because the Prophet ﷺ was no longer in this world. But the point is, if you look at all these different riwayat, and there's countless riwayat about this subject, when you establish something in your life, you have to establish it in a way that you can regularly do it. This is not randomness. This is not, we don't get excited, we don't react, we act, we plan, we think. Similarly, if you want to succeed in anything, just as you have to plan and regularly do the deeds that are necessary to reach a goal, that's the exact same thing in this deen. And you'll never succeed. We will never succeed until we regularly establish one by one the different acts that the Prophet ﷺ has established within his life. I'm not saying you have to be very complicated. You have to be here and sit in the masjid for 3 hours every day and do 10,000 subhanAllahs and 15,000 Allahu Akbar. But I'm saying that whatever you do establish, the smallest of deeds that you decide that are going to be regularly part of your life, they should be established with permanence. So coming to the masjid for Fajr, coming to the masjid for Isha, a set amount of dhikr, reading the Quran regularly, sending salawat on the Prophet ﷺ regularly, whatever you establish as your set amount, that should become permanent within your life. Just like brushing your teeth, just like eating 3 meals a day. If somebody misses their lunch, they freak out and they tell everybody, I worked so hard today, I didn't have lunch, I still haven't had lunch, I have to go have lunch. And everybody understands, oh yeah, go have lunch, right? And it should be the exact same thing with our prayers. Without them, we should feel empty, or at least especially with the Quran. Reading the Quran regularly, without that, we should feel very, very empty. We have time to regularly read the paper, we have time to regularly read our favorite internet site, we have time to regularly watch the news, we should have time to regularly read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, the basic principle is that if you want to succeed and you're serious about this deen, the only way is through consistency. You have to have a set plan and you have to consistently approach those deeds and use them in order to attain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be regular in whatever deeds we establish and to inshallah use those deeds to then progress towards him rather than having them used as a proof against us on the Day of Judgment. وَآخُرَ دَعْوَانَ مِنْ حَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ